With the storming of the Capitol building, domestic terrorism has taken center stage as federal authorities begin making arrests of those involved. But some have argued that current law does not go far enough in dealing with such acts. Diane Randall is the General Secretary for the Friends Committee on National Legislation.
What do you see on that front in terms of the Congress getting anything done? And how do we balance, on the one hand, our various constitutional rights with laws that initially were intended for folks overseas? Now we're looking at creating laws for folks at home.
So we have some concern about including new categories of domestic terrorism. There are a lot of laws on the books already to deal with hate speech, to deal with violence that's incited, whether, you know, at any level. And so I think it's important to, you know, address the violence and the hate and that has been fomented. But I think, you know, as Quakers, as a faith group, we also think it's important to take a deeper look at what's causing that. You know, why? What is sort of like the seeds of this violence and this motivation? I think what Congress can do is I think they can begin to take a look at laws that address systemic racism or anti-Semitism, and I think they should be paying attention to all of that. But I think this is also one that is, you know, at both within our communities as well as within Congress, that we're going to have to go deeper and think about, you know, what's caused this? What's caused this kind of anger?
Are you disturbed by the kind of progressive tone there is in terms of this kind of language? I mean, we obviously have seen it over the last 4 years, but I can remember a number of years back with the birther movement and so on, and the reaction to the Health Care Act when it was first proposed. I mean, there does seem to be more acrimony now than ever before. And do you have any sense about why that is?
I agree. It does seem to be more acrimony. And it seems like there's, you know, there's been a development of a real extremist kind of response. And that's really what I think we saw in the insurrection on January 6th, the mob that invaded the Capitol. I mean, even if you might have been somewhere on the spectrum of like what you believed about the election, I think people were shocked and appalled by that. And so I think, you know, there is a whole kind of movement that has gone to an extreme level. And some of that is obviously a willingness for us to, like, pay attention beyond our own, you know, sources of how we get information. There's a real threat of white nationalism that has played out in this movement that is very disconcerting. So the fact that we have an administration that's come in and says they're going to take steps to address systemic racism and they're going to take steps to, you know, address the pandemic and jobs, all extremely important.
Without getting into partisanship, are you concerned with some of this rhetoric and this hateful speech beginning to seep into the Capitol itself?
Yes. No, I am concerned about it, and I think we all should be concerned about it. You know, I think we can have differences. That's part of what a two-party system is about, or any party system, is like people can have differences, but it should not, there should not be violent rhetoric. There should not be violence at all. There should not be violent rhetoric. You know, part of the concept of a democracy is that we have debate and we have processes by which we have, you know, we can engage in political differences. And the political differences generally mean we have to come to some kind of compromise. But if you have people who are threatening each other and who are also not believing, you know, truth, that's a real problem. And so I think that we have our work cut out for us as citizens in this country to discern, you know, what the truth is and to hold our elected officials accountable for creating a secure and healthy democracy.
Diane Randall is the General Secretary for the Friends Committee on National Legislation. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.